Well, Wellington on a plate, whetting appetites in the capital once again. It's the largest food festival in the Southern Hemisphere. Not too bad for an event that started out in 2008 with 35 participants. The set piece is the Mighty Burger. Chefs go all out to create something memorable, tantalising and sometimes outrageous. And some people with big appetites try to sample them all. Rosie's Red Hot Cantina's Ollie Edwards is with us, giving us a Burger 101 masterclass. Well, he's doing one tonight and we're getting a wee taster now. He says it's all about the bun. Morning, welcome.
Morning, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. So what is pivotal about the bun for the ultimate burger?
That's a big question. It's all about the potato buns, milk buns and stuff like that. Suppose the old days of Tip Top buns and things like that, they have their place, but not so much anymore. I suppose it's all about the quality. And to me, that's what makes a great burger, is focusing on quality over quantity.
So what are you looking for in the texture of a bun? What it is about the milk buns or the potato bun that give it the right base if you're going really flash?
They steam up really nicely. They're soft, they're pillowy, but they still have structure. They still hold together a lot more than your standard white bun would. I suppose, that's about it. They hold up well, they steam well, they're buttery, they're rich, they're the best.
Why are burgers the focus? I suppose everybody, to some extent, there's been a move away from the uber fine dining over many years. Obviously, we're in a pandemic and businesses are having to adapt like mad as well. Why is the burger the focus this year?
I think it's what the options of what you can do with a burger is endless. I think it's also fun. Anything between a bun can be considered a burger. So you've got free reign to do anything. We've got ice cream in our burger this year just for...
How?
Why not? Like, we've got fried chicken and ice cream. It's no different.
Just gone at the last second or something.
Yeah. So we just got a little ice cream made for us, and we just do a fried chicken and then a nice little scoop of chili, maple and bacon ice cream in there.
Oh, damn, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Is it doing the role that like a yogurt or like something might do? I'm just trying to think, like on nachos or something. It's got that same savoury and sweet kind of
thing. Yeah. Sweet and savoury is a big thing that's been big over the past few years. And I saw overseas some people doing some stuff with vanilla ice cream, and I thought I could do that better. So we've got I started mixing pickle into it and chilies and bacon and stuff like that. And then
you got one of those Wizzy ice cream makers.
No, I've got Gelissimo making it for us.
Oh,
so
great!
It's a fantastic ice cream, and it's a great product and a great supplier to work with. And he's really come through. He's given us lots of different samples, and I think he's really nailed it as far as that.
Well, let's talk about the burger. Let's talk about the meat that's in a burger, first of all, because there's great veggie burgers, there's tofu burgers, isn't any kind of burger you want anymore.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the meat in a burger. What are you doing with different cuts of meat to make them optimal for this kind of a feed?
As the same with the bun, you've got to start with quality. I think I was thinking about it earlier, and it's sort of the old Nutri-Grain sort of, you only get out what you put in. Sort of, I think that's incredibly true with a burger. So if you start off with a low-grade meat, you're going to end up with a low-grade burger.
You don't want it too chewy, do you?
You don't want it chewy, one of those
steaks where you're standing there like a tiger trying to deal with it.
It's about it being tender. And I think not overhandling, not overworking, going to your butcher or grinding your own meat as opposed to just picking up a pack of supermarket meat.
So the good old patties the go in these high-end burgers?
Yeah, for me, I love a good old just beef, nothing else in it. No eggs, no panko breadcrumbs, just beef.
What are you cooking it to have it the right texture for a burger? Like, people will go medium rare or, medium or slightly over. Like, what are you looking for in what it looks like and what it tastes like, if it's a patty or if it's a,
Well, I suppose the law these days is we have to cook it well done, right? So we can't serve it medium rare like we used to be able to, or medium. For me, medium is at home. If I'm doing a grilled burger, definitely medium. But smashed burgers are the way of the future, I see. It's just small little balls, 100 grams is the perfect size, and then just smashed with all your body weight on a hot plate. And it's just a thin, crusty little patty. And it's just the caramelization that you get from that is just so much more flavour.
So it's cooked because it's thin, but you're getting the optimum caramelization on the outside.
Exactly. So you're smashing it straight into a hot plate and it's sticking, and you're cooking it almost the whole way just on one side, and then you're scraping it off, flipping it, cheesing it and taking it off.
Because it's thin, as we said, it's cooked on the inside.
Exactly.
But what about the old chicken burger then? Because that's a challenge also. You need to cook enough. But again, you want it to just kind of break up. You don't want it to be chewy.
No.
So how are we cooking them?
Brining and frying. So we use thigh, only ever thigh. it just holds the moisture so much better. Brining it for 24 hours or 12 hours really does help as well with tenderization, and so does buttermilk as well. But buttermilk takes 16 hours before it really starts to take effect.
Do you ever give them a good pummel too, the old chicken, to get them flat as well?
I just butterfly them out.
I'll
take a thigh and then just sort of go into the thicker end.
So they're quite thin anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They've always got that thin part in the middle, so I just try to cut it out to be the same thickness.
So what are we putting around it? I mean, we know on your average barbie there'll be some onions, there might, you know, might be some mushies, there might be, you know.
Yeah.
What else can we do to get a bit more adventure? A bit of tomato, a bit of mayo. There you go, that's not a bad burger.
No.
But if you want to do what you guys are doing and say, okay, you've got some people coming around or it's a special event and we're going to flash this up, what's possible?
The world's your oyster, really. Truffle's a big
oyster
one.
Oyster burger.
Oh, there you go. You could do a fried oyster burger. Chuck that in there as well. A bit of truffle.
Yeah. Sliced truffle.
Sliced truffle or even just a truffle mayo, caramelised onions, you know, a bit of bone marrow in your caramelised onions. Like, you could do whatever you want. For me, I like good simplicity and just focusing on quality ingredients, so...
Key point is the right ratio of fat to meat. That's the quality patty issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about seasoning burgers? So again, you're not going, oh my god, my mouth's full of salt, or you're getting a big crack of pepper, but you're getting the ultimate flavour. When and how do you do your seasoning?
For me, it's I add nothing to my patty. I have them pre-made, and then all I do is season them with salt on the grill. So for me, it's you treat it like a steak. If you've gone through the effort to source quality meat, why would you cook it any other way than a quality piece of steak?
Salads, if you're putting salad ingredients in, does the iceberg lettuce make it?
If it's shredded.
Okay. Tomato and red onion. Key way to prepare a tomato, other than a slice across the top, what else can you do with tomato?
Season it.
Okay.
Bit of salt on your tomato. It's no different. Also, keeping the tomatoes out of the fridge as well, so they actually lend sweetness to the burger as opposed to a floury, watery component that's not
cheesy
there.
Question for you.
Oh,
are we slapping on the camembert or are we getting out one of those little
plastic cheeses all the way? All the way. It's just got that ideal melt. The Bega cheese is the best one for me.
You're running it through a slicer if you're trying to cut back on the old
if you want to.
So
yeah.
Super thin?
Yeah.
And it's just as basic as anything.
Yeah, that's it. To me it's got the flavour, it's got the melt. You know, all the aged cheddars, they as delicious as they are, they get oily when they melt. So I've done things like cheddar mayonnaises where you just make it into a mayo instead.
Salt, fat, what's the acid?
Pickle. Everyone's favourite thing for most people anyway.
Gherkin or?
No,
what are the pickles we can pick from?
For me it's Vlasic kosher dill pickles, or the McClure's pickles, the sweet and spicy or the bread and butters.
So just get them from the supermarket or wherever,
from the specialty maker. Yeah, they're quite readily available these days.
And the final question, sauce. To sauce or not to sauce, and how much sauce?
That's a good question. Burger sauce on the bottom. So I always do a mayo on the bottom. The mayo helps keep the burger a little bit drier, so it stops all the juices from the patty running into the bottom of the bun. And then your burger sauce with things like pickle relishes, diced onion, ketchup, mustard, just simple as.
How long do we rest that patty, by the way, or the meat?
If you've done a smash patty, 30 seconds. If you've done a grilled patty, a minute. It doesn't need long. They're not big, so they don't need a 5-10 like a steak.
So your Rosie's Red Hot Cantina entry, there's ice cream in it. What else is in it?
We've also got chili chicken fat dipped fried chicken. So we take, it's sort of our take on Nashville chicken, where they take a fried chicken, dip it in a chili oil. I sort of thought to myself, well, could we dip it in rendered chicken fat? You know, you can get duck fat, can we get chicken fat? So I've got a guy who does clarified chicken fat for us. And so we spice it all up with a whole bunch of spices, and then we dip it in that, and then we dust it with habanero and cayenne and smoked paprika and stuff. So it's...
Okay, final question. What do you drink with your burger?
I suppose it's always got to be, I suppose I've got to do a shameless fortune favours Wellingtonian plug on that one, or a nice, good, refreshing gin.
Gin?
Oh.
Gin and burgers?
Yeah. Oh, there's a time and a place, and it's always a time and a place for a gin.
Ice cream when it's in gin.
What's
Ollie,
it?
Have fun. It's a tough, tough year for the industry. Great to be able to get together and support each other and have a good time and celebrate what you're good at.
Awesome, thank you so much.
Ollie Edwards of Rosie's Red Hot Cantina, Wellington on the Plate, is underway right now. I'm sure there'll be a link on the website if you want to find out more about what your options are for going to this year's events.